Hallelujah. Thank you, Teddy. Give her a big hand clap. Glory to God. Yes, you're all welcome. Thank you for coming to this Bible study. Eschatology Kept Simple, Part 2. All right? The other week we did Part 1. I don't know if people understood anything that I said. Yeah, there was too much. Okay. Hopefully, we shall learn something today. Glory be to God. Amen. Jesus is coming back soon, okay? The end times is not really about the Antichrist, the false prophet, the mark of the beast. All right? The end times, it's all about the return of the Lord. Hallelujah. All right? The return of what? The return of the Lord. Okay? And his desire is that when he returns, you know, he will take you with him to heaven. He doesn't want to return when you have fallen away. All right? Because of the tribulation that will precede his second coming. All right? And he doesn't want to return when we are living in sin. Eh? All right? We're supposed to be as a bride waiting for the groom. All right? Amen. Now, Daniel chapter 2. Daniel chapter 2. From verse 1. Let's read verse 1 and 2. Now, in the second year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign, Nebuchadnezzar had dreams, and his spirit was so troubled that his sleep left him. Then the king gave the command to call the magicians, the astrologers, the sorcerers, and the Chaldeans to tell the king his dreams. So they came and stood before the king. All right? You know the rest of the story. They failed to tell the king his dream and its interpretation, and he started killing them. All right? And then Daniel got to know about it, that the wise men were being killed, and obviously he was going to be next because he was among those wise men. Okay? So when he got to know about it, he told the king's man, Arioch. He told him, give me some time. All right? And so he went to his friends and they prayed, and God showed Daniel the dream which Nebuchadnezzar had dreamt together with the interpretation. Okay? And that's what we are going to read next from verse 31. So Daniel tells Nebuchadnezzar that you, O king, were watching and behold a great image. This great image, whose splendor was excellent, stood before you, and its form was awesome. This image's head was of fine gold, its chest and arms of silver, its belly and thighs of bronze, its legs of iron, its feet partly of iron and partly of clay. You watched while a stone was cut out without hands, which struck the image on its feet of iron and clay and broke them in pieces. Then the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver, and the gold were crushed together and became like chaff from the summer threshing floors. The wind carried them away so that no trace of them was found. And the stone that struck the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. this is a dream. Now we will tell the interpretation of it before the king. You, O king, are a king of kings. For the God of heaven has given you a kingdom, power, strength, and glory. And wherever the children of men dwell, all the beasts of the field and the birds of the heaven, he has given them into your hand and has made you ruler over them all. You are this head of gold. All right? You are the head of what? Of God, you, Nebuchadnezzar. Okay, so that is the interpretation. Eh? The head of God is Nebuchadnezzar and his kingdom, which was the Babylonian kingdom. Then he tells him, but after you shall arise another king inferior to yours. Okay, just like silver is inferior to gold. All right. Then another kingdom of bronze. All right. Which shall rule over all the earth. Okay. Now, history has it that after the Babylonian kingdom fell, there came another kingdom. Okay. Which one was it, Sam? The Medes and the Persians. Eh? Okay, so there were two groups of people, but like sharing a kingdom. Okay, the Medes and the Persians. Eh? All right? You get it, Teddy? All right? Yeah, this is why I want us to understand the basics of these end times. It's like, it will be so ashaming if they find someone in LAT and doesn't know these basics. Okay? Not who's going to be the Antichrist. Okay? No, you know, but the things we're sure of which are in the Bible. Most other things are just speculations. And they might be right, but they are speculations. Okay? But at least we should know what is sure, which is in the Word. Alright? So, alright, just like the two arms, okay, those were the Medes and the what? Persians. Then he says a third kingdom of bronze will also come, eh? Okay, and that kingdom of bronze was the Greece. Glory be to God. Greece, you know, under Alexander the Great, okay, and when he died, I think it was at 32, all right? When he died, four of his army generals divided the kingdom into four. Glory be to God. Now, verse 40, and the fourth kingdom shall be as strong as iron. So, when Greece got off the scene, there came another kingdom as strong as iron. Okay? Now, those are the legs, eh? All right? The legs of iron. Eh? Okay? And I'm sure we all know that was the Roman Empire. Glory be to God. It was as strong as iron. It was stronger than all those that preceded them. Glory be to God. Yeah, then he says that inasmuch as iron breaks in pieces and shatters everything, and like iron that crashes, that kingdom will break in pieces and crush all the others. Whereas you saw the feet and toes, partly of potter's clay and partly of iron, the kingdom shall be divided. Okay? So now it is still the Roman Empire. Okay? But now the feet and the toes are not only clay, rather iron. Okay? Remember it is still the Roman Empire. But now it is weak because now it gets mixed with clay. All right? So it is not as strong as it should be. So it is divided. That's why it says, yet the strength of iron shall be in it. Just as you saw the iron mixed with ceramic clay. And as the toes or the feet were partly of iron and partly of clay, So the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly fragile. As you sow iron mixed with clay, they will mingle with the seed of men, but they will not adhere to one another, just as iron does not mix with clay. And in the days of these kings, okay, which kings, eh? Okay, we shall learn later that those kings are represented by the toes, eh? Okay, they are 10 toes, eh? So it says that in the days of these kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. So that means that in the days of the Roman Empire, okay, in those days when it is not pure iron, but now it is iron and clay, okay, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people. It shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Inasmuch as you saw that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it broke in pieces the iron, the bronze, the clay, the silver, the gold, the great God has made known to the king what will come to pass after this. The dream is certain, and its interpretation is what? Sure. Glory be to God. Amen. So, the Babylonian kingdom came and went. Then came the Medes and the Persians. Okay? They came and went. Then came Greece. Okay? The Greek. Okay? It came and went. Okay? When it left, the Roman Empire took over. Glory be to God. Okay? The Roman Empire did what? It took over. Okay? Now, and as you know, it is in those days that Jesus was born. Okay? During the reign, okay, of the Roman what? Empire. All right? Now, the Roman Empire, it ended, okay? The real one of iron, which is not mixed with clay, okay? It went off the scene in 476 AD. Glory be to God. Of course, there was the Eastern Arm. You know, this year, I read a lot of history, okay? So there was the East. Now, when it fell, there was the Eastern Arm in Turkey, okay, which also came to an end in around 1453 AD, okay, when it was attacked and taken over by the Ottoman Turks. Glory be to God. Sam, you don't know those guys. Your wife knows them. She studied history. Okay? The Ottoman what? Yeah. That is around 1453. Glory be to God. I was going to give you some history there, how the Renaissance took place because of the Ottoman tax, but it is not relevant for now. But anyway, that Roman Empire fell. It came to an end. Glory be to God. All right? So, what we are now waiting for, all right, is now the return of the Roman Empire, the feet, okay, and the toes, okay, iron mixed with clay. You understand, eh? Remember, okay, Daniel said in verse 14, verse 45, Daniel 2, he said, the dream is certain, okay, and its interpretation is sure, okay? That means these things have to happen, okay? Daniel 2, the statue of Nebuchadnezzar, the image, rather. Okay, these things have to happen. The Babylonian kingdom came, it went. Okay, with certain interpretation is sure. Okay, the Medes and the Persians came and went. You understand? Everything that is in the Bible, every prophecy, okay, has to take place. Our dreams, our prophecies might not take place for one reason or the other. Okay? Or they happen, but sometimes they may happen later than when God promised. You see, because of some things, which at times God never reveals. You understand? Okay? But the things in the Bible, okay, have to happen when they should happen. Okay? The things written, they can never be erased, they can never be edited. Okay? The prophecy God gave you, he can edit it a bit. Okay? Because of some things which can happen, and the edit say now instead of Moses, then he's like, this Moses guy messed me up. Then he puts Edward. Do you understand? You know these things, okay? But he says this one is certain. Babylon came, it went. The Medes and the Persians came, they went. Greece came, it went. The Roman Empire, the iron, it came and it went. Now, the iron mixed with clay, the feet and the toes, must come. Glory be to God. They must do what? They must come. And some people say they have come. Glory be to God. Some people say what? That they have come. All right? Now, in 800 AD, remember the Roman Empire, the ruin which is considered the ruin, it fell in 476 AD. Okay, now in 800 AD, there was a man called Charles the Great, Charlemagne. This guy, because at that time you had political power and religious power. Those were the days of the popes. And all of them needed each other. Okay? So, a pope called Leo the First, crowned Charlemagne, Charles the Great. He crowned him as the Holy Roman Emperor. Okay? You can see Roman Empire was kind of revived at that time. Oh, there was an attempt too. Okay? And there was a coalition between the politician and the religious guy. Because they needed each other. Okay? Then, but it didn't really last as long as they wanted. It crumbled at a certain time. Then, Judith will tell you, in 870, there was an attempt again to revive it. We shall not go into that. Alright? And then, but again, it failed. Then came Hitler. Hitler, from 1933 to 1945, end of the Second World War, Hitler attempted to revive it. He called it the Third Rome, or the Third Reich, which means actually Third Kingdom. Why did he call it the Third? Because what they had attempted to do in 1870 was considered as the Second. And the First was the one of 800 AD. I used to wonder why the Nazis used to call their the Third Reich. I used to wonder, I was like, if they're third, there must be second and first. When I looked it up, I discovered that actually all those first, second, and third were attempts to revive nothing else but the Roman Empire. Glory be to God. Okay, so the iron, okay, the Roman Empire, symbolized as the iron in Nebuchadnezzar's image, all right, it went, okay, but the spirit has never departed. Glory be to God. Okay, it has never departed. Why can't it depart? It's because Daniel said the dream is certain and its interpretation is sure. The feet have to come. Okay, the legs went, but the feet have to come. Okay, they have to come at a certain point. And some people say they have come. Glory be to God. Now, in 1957, okay, some countries in Europe, okay, formed what they called the European Economic Community, the EEC, okay? And interestingly, it is the same territory, okay, that was covered by the western arm of the Roman Empire. It's the same territory, okay? That is 1957. Of course, they have changed names. Now we have the European Union, okay, which is essentially the same thing, okay? But remember, it has to be 10 toes, 10 kings. The European Union right now has 28 nations, okay? Britain is pulling out if it succeeds, you know. It's pulling out, so they'll remain 27. But it's supposed to be 10 toes, 10 kings, okay? So, okay, some people are like, probably after Britain exits, other nations will exit. All right? However, in May this year, okay, Emmanuel Macron, the French president, decided to call for 10 nations from within the European Union, okay, so that they can have military cooperation. 10 nations out of the 28, okay, and they signed up. Remember, the toes are what? They're supposed to be 10, okay, from the Roman Empire, okay? The European Union, which is essentially the territory that was covered by the Roman Empire, the Western Arm, okay? Okay, right now it has 28, okay? But the Bible is here, it talked about the kings, who are supposed to be 10, all right? Okay, so either 18 nations exit and the remaining 8, or from within those 28, okay, there must come a coalition of 10, okay? And Macron achieved it, okay? Macron did what? He achieved it, by the way, last November. 10 nations. Glory be to God. Remember, last week, we said, we saw that the major signs that the Lord is coming, that we're in the end times, are Israel being back in their land, okay? And the Bible says that in those days, you know, before the Lord comes, there must be a temple in Israel, okay, in which the Antichrist will come and sit and declare himself to be God, okay, and stop the sacrifices. Now, Israel is in the land. Israel, okay, is planning to rebuild the temple. You understand? You heard about the red heifer? Okay, so they are ready to even offer sacrifices. They are working on it. Glory be to God. Okay, now we see, now in Europe, okay, Roman Empire, we see it also taking shape, from which the Antichrist will come. Eh? You understand? So, Israel, things are happening, the signs are sure. Okay, meanwhile, in the Roman Empire, okay, things are also happening. Glory be to God. Okay, so, these nations out of the EU, okay, have signed up to have military cooperation. You know, eh? The other 18 are on their own things. But now that these 10, okay, I looked them up. They include Finland. And by the way, they were all in the Roman Empire. All of them. Okay, Finland, Germany, Belgium, Britain, okay, Denmark, Estonia, Netherlands, Spain, Portugal, and of course, Macron is France. Hallelujah. These things are exciting, man. Okay? The Lord is coming back, man. Glory be to God. Yeah? The Lord is coming. For me, I wish it was what? I wish it was tomorrow. Honestly, that house you want, eh? When the Lord comes and he takes you, you're going to come back and he'll give you a much better one. Glory be to God. Okay? So, the Roman defeat, eh? Okay? Iron and clay. It's happening. Okay? And it is the last, you know, kingdom, okay, governed by man. It says that after that, there's going to come a stone, okay, which is going to hit the feet of the iron and clay and crush the entire what? Image. All right? And it says that, and that stone, okay, became a great mountain which covered the entire earth. All right? And he explained it here. That is the kingdom of God. The kingdom, okay, over which or in which Jesus is going to be king. Glory be to God. So if the Roman Empire, okay, is being revived, you understand? And all the signs are that it's happening. That means, okay, shortly after it is formed, shortly after everything in place, okay, then the Lord will what? Will return. Of course, they must fast. Attack Israel, eh? You understand? The Antichrist has to first come and the mark of the beast and all those things and, you know, eh? Okay? Then the Lord will return a few years thereafter. Okay? He will return for you, eh? Okay? He's not just returning for just. He's returning to take you home. Glory be to God. And I think when he takes us home, I think we're going to be there like for 40 days or 45 days. Okay? During that time, he will be unleashing the wrath of the wrath of God on the earth. The wrath. Because we're not appointed unto wrath. Okay, however, we have to go through the tribulation. Okay, but for wrath, we shall be out. Okay, then he first, you know, pours up his wrath, and then we shall return back with him. Glory to God. Because his kingdom is not going to be in heaven. It's going to be here on earth. So we shall return with him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This is why, you know, I want to do my work well as a pastor so that when we return, okay, I reign with him. Glory be to God. Amen. Daniel chapter 7. We have read Daniel chapter 2. Let's open to Daniel 7. Which essentially is saying the same thing as Daniel chapter 2. The reason why we're going to read all this is because, yes, I want us to be conversant with the basics of eschatology. Okay? LATA, you know, eh? Yeah. Now, Daniel chapter 2, rather 7, from verse 2. Okay? Daniel spoke saying, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of heaven were stirring up the great sea. And four beasts came up from the sea, each different from the other. The first was like a lion, and had eagle's wings. I watched till its wings were plucked off, And it was lifted up from the earth and made to stand on 2 feet like a man. And a man's heart was given to it. And suddenly another beast, a second, like a bear. It was raised up on one side and had 3 ribs in its mouth between its teeth. And they said thus to it, arise, devour much flesh. Now, I'll tell you quickly. The first beast, which was like a lion, okay, was symbolic, symbolizing the Babylonian Empire or kingdom, okay? After it went, this one which looked like a beast, looked like a bear, came. Remember, it was raised on one side, okay? And that is the Medes and the Persians, which were symbolized as the arm and the chest in Nebuchadnezzar's image, okay? And you can see raised up on one side, okay, the Medes, okay, one part of it was stronger than the other, okay? Verse 6, after this I looked, and there was another, like a leopard, which had on its back 4 wings of a bird. The beast also had 4 heads, and dominion was given to it. Okay, remember we said after the Medes and the Persians came, there came what? Huh? Greece, with Alexander the Great. And when he died, four of his army generals divided the kingdom into 4. Each one took a part. Hence, these 4 heads that you see. Okay? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You know, dreams, symbolic dreams haven't what? Started with you. They began when? Long time ago. They've always been there. Hallelujah. I had one on Monday morning. I had a dream. Okay? I don't know why my dreams are symbolic, most of them. I don't know why God didn't give me what? Real things. Some guys go to heaven and they see Jesus. For me, instead of Jesus, I see Juliana's friend. Really? Why Jesus alive? Okay, so I had this dream. I had to tell you because it was a wonderful dream. Okay, in this dream, I was somewhere. I think I was with Joanne. Okay, I was with Joanne. Okay, then I saw 3 guys. Okay, they are men now. Okay, 3 men. Okay, and then I told her that, hey, you see those guys? Okay, in my school, PLE, they were the best in our class. Okay? I wasn't the best, so I won't lie to you. Those 3 guys were the best. Okay, now, one of them, he's called Kezala Andrew. I saw him sometime around, and he said in Muntinda, in the dream, the guy had, like, his whole head, the hair was white, not gray. White, as in this real white, snow white, all right? So, I saw him, okay? Then we looked at him, white, the hair was white, okay? Then, either it was Joanne, okay? You should wish it was you. Either it was Joanne or someone else told me that, you know, the interpretation of that. Okay. Okay. Then this person say that the interpretation is that is the wisdom with which you spoke on the LAT 4th anniversary. And the dream ended. Remember? White hair. Okay. And so this person, do you know the interpretation of that? I remember it was a guy who was the best in PLE, And anyway, this person, I don't know if it was you, But it was your key. Johann said, you know, the interpretation is, that is the wisdom with which you spoke at the fourth anniversary. Now, Mark, you can tell why I wanted to listen to the message. Because, no, this comes, the anniversary was in September. This dream comes in December. And God is like, you know, that, hey, man, I was like, wow. I thought things had ended with what? Juliana and the worship team having taken us to the, you know, the top of the mountain. But God was like, man, even what you said, he said, that was great wisdom. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, I think what triggered that dream, when does it come? Month after. Okay. That evening, I was on the LAT website. Okay. And I realized that Mark had changed the pictures. Okay? You saw, I was looking at them. I saw Teddy there, you know, And there were pictures from the anniversary. Okay? I think, you know, when I looked at them, you know, I said, hey, anniversary, okay? God is like, okay, let me wait for you in the night. And I tell you something about that anniversary. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, what is better than that? That God, you know, God telling you a thing like that doesn't, these things of numbers, because you can have all the numbers, but when God is like, what you're saying is nonsense, you understand? And, you know, the whole head was white, snow white. And the Lord, through Johann, said, that is the wisdom with which you spoke at the anniversary. Glory be to God. And we spoke about loving God. You remember? So I realized that, you know, this thing called loving God, like the final quest says, it is the highest wisdom. There's nothing greater than loving God. Glory be to God. Amen. So I'm going to get time and listen to what? The great wisdom. Hallelujah. Okay, eschatology. All right, where were we? Okay, we are finished, Greece. Now verse 7. And after this I saw in the night visions, okay, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, exceedingly strong. Doesn't this sound like the Roman Empire? The iron? Which we saw? Okay, exceedingly strong. It had huge iron teeth. It was devouring, breaking in pieces, and trampling the residue with its feet. It was different from all the beasts that were before it. And it had 10 horns. Okay? Just like there, 10 toes. Glory be to God. Now, it's interesting that this vision does not talk about like a fifth. Because remember, in there and there was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay? This one, it is only 4. Because the legs and the feet, it is all one kingdom. It is all iron. Only that the iron in the feet is mixed with clay. That's why here now there are only 4. And straight he goes and tells you about the 10 what? The 10 horns, which are the 10 toes. You get it? Yeah. Okay? Then it says, verse 8, I was considering the horns, and there was another horn, a little horn, coming up among them, before whom 3 of the first horns were plucked out by the roots. And there in this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking pompous words. Okay? I remember in senior one, any, O level. Okay? When like you're in senior one and senior two is trying to tease you, and you're trying to be a little bit hard, he says, first we used to call it form one. Senior one, what was Budo? For us, we are another class, form one. So you guys say, You form one. Why are you feeling pompous? Glory be to God. Little did I know that one day I would read that word in the Bible. Okay? So, the thing was speaking pompous words. Okay? And you will see later, those pompous words were blasphemies against God. Eh? You know, eh? Okay? Verse 9, the vision is still going on. I watched till thrones were put in place. Remember, after the Roman Empire, there was a stone which came and crushed the entire image, and then it became a great mountain which filled the entire earth. Eh? The kingdom of God, eh? Okay, with Jesus as king on the earth. Okay, and this is exactly what is going to happen here. I watched till thrones were put in place, and the Ancient of Days was seated. Okay, this is God. Eh? His garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head was like pure wool, like the one which was on Kezala Andrew's head. His throne was a fiery flame. Its wheels a burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. A thousand thousands ministered to him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The court was seated and the books were open. I watched then because of the sound of the pompous words which the horn, this one by the way is Antichrist, eh? Okay, is coming from within the 10, you understand, eh? Okay, there are 10, then he comes, you know that horn, it comes and it plucks out the 3, you understand, eh? Okay, and it is in the Roman Empire, eh? Okay, from which the Antichrist is coming, okay. So he says, I watched then because of the sound of the pompous words which the horn was speaking. I watched till the beast was slain. Okay? The Antichrist was slain. And its body destroyed and given to the burning flame. Here it means the guy was thrown into hell. Okay? After causing havoc. Alright? As for the rest of the beasts, they had their dominion taken away from their lives, yet their lives were prolonged for a season. I watched in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man coming with the clouds of heaven. He came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. So this is the Lord, now coming before God. Then to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom, the one which shall not be destroyed. Glory be to God. The one which shall not be what? Destroyed. Verse 15, I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit within my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. I came near to one of those who stood by and asked him the truth of all this. Okay? There's some interpretations which you get in the dream. So, Daniel was getting the interpretation in the dream. Just like in my dream. If I'd woken up, I just seeing Kezala Andrew with white hair. How do they know what that means? Okay? But John, okay, hopefully it was her, gave it to me in the what? In the dream. Okay? So, Daniel didn't know, okay? But someone came to him. And then he says, so he told me and made known to me the interpretation of these things. Those great beasts, okay? Beasts just simply means animals, eh? Okay? Those great beasts, which are four kings, which shall rise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall receive the kingdom. Glory be to God. Okay? When Jesus comes to establish his kingdom, the saints of the Most High shall receive the kingdom and possess a kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Glory be to God. Why wouldn't you want this kingdom to come soon? So now that we're seeing the Roman Empire being revived, You understand? From which the Antichrist, that little horn, is going to come from. Okay? That means, man, this kingdom, it's around the corner. And it makes me really believe that dream I had 4 years ago, when I was told the approximate number of years we have left. Glory be to God. Someone was telling me 25 years. I don't know why God, for me, I wasn't told that. Okay? Verse 19. Then I wish to know the truth about the fourth beast. Okay? Which was different from all the others. Exceedingly dreadful. With its teeth of iron, its nails of bronze, which divides broken pieces and trampled the residue with its feet. And the 10 horns that were on its head. And the other horn which came up, before which 3 fell, namely that horn which had eyes and the mouth which spoke pompous words, whose appearance was greater than his fellows. I was watching, and the same horn was making war against the saints. It was making war against the what? The saints. So the saints are here in the tribulation. Okay? That's, you know, it is making war against what? The saints. Not against guys who are non-Christians who have been left what? Behind. The saints are here in the what? The tribulation. Okay? And prevailing against them. It was prevailing against them. Okay? As you know, and we shall see, you know, people are being killed, martyred, beheaded, because they refuse to worship the Antichrist. You understand? Eh? So those things were for me. I have faith and believe God. They won't kill me. Eh? Okay? The Bible doesn't say that. It says what? It was prevailing. It was allowed by God to prevail against the saints. Okay? Now, what does that mean? It means this time that this is a time to prepare for those days which are around the corner. Do you understand? You see, it says it was prevailing against the saints. It's there in the Bible. And what is in the Bible has to come to pass. Do you understand? So, if Christians cannot stand for a certain truth, something you know is true, and it is not even going to cost your life, you know, but they are scared, you know, Now, what are you going to do in these days? If you can think God says stand for this, tell people this, it's the truth, and man, guys are ducking, do you understand? That is just a clear sign that man, we are not doing well. We are not in shape. Okay? If the Antichrist came tomorrow, I'm telling you, Christians are falling away. The moment things turn back, they say, okay, for me, I haven't known if this Jesus, things are real, you know, And Jesus understands, things are tight. Do you understand? Here he says, it was prevailing against the saints. Why was it prevailing? Because God has allowed that to happen. Glory be to God. So, this is the time for us to learn what the Bible calls to love the truth. Not just to know the truth and to say, yeah, I like truth, but to love truth. Okay? So that you can stand for truth. Okay? To practice that, loving the truth, standing by truth, no matter what. Okay? Okay? So that when these days come, okay, and you're one of those who God has given the honor of a sword coming before your eyes, you're already trained to stand for truth. Okay? That's why actually Revelation 12 says, okay, concerning those guys who are mattered in the tribulation, he says that they overcame him, the devil, okay, by the blood of the Lamb. Okay? That means that they did not deny the sacrifice of the Lord, okay, and the word of their testimony. That doesn't mean to testify and say, praise God, you know, the other day I didn't have money and someone gave me money. Eh? The word of their testimony. Come and testify. Whoever come by the word. It is more than that. Okay? You testify and say, no, Jesus is Lord. Okay? So, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives even to the death. Do you understand? That means that guys died. They say for me, Oba kufa kufa, and they died. Okay? And they were saying that, by the way, okay, it was being said about them when they were in heaven. They had died. The Antichrist had what? Prevailed against them. Glory be to God. Loving truth. Eh? Loving truth. If I didn't love truth, eh? Okay, this wouldn't be here for the what? Bible study would be in a bigger room because there would be so many people. you know what I'm talking about. Okay? So, verse 21, I was watching and the same horn was making war against the saints and prevailing against them until the Ancient of Days came. Glory be to God. And the judgment was made in favor of the saints. Okay? But that is after they have suffered. Okay? In favor of the saints of the Most High. And the time came for the saints to possess the kingdom. Glory be to God. The coming kingdom. Okay? Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be a fourth kingdom on earth, which shall be different from all other kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth. Okay, this European Union thing you're seeing. You're joking. Eh? They're going to show you their true colors. And then he shall devour the whole earth, trample it and break it in pieces. The ten horns are ten kings who shall arise from this kingdom, and another shall rise after them. Okay, the Antichrist. He shall be different from the first ones and shall subdue three kings. He shall speak pompous words against the Most High God. He shall persecute the saints of the Most High. Have you seen it? The saints are here, they're going to be persecuted in the tribulation, eh? The great tribulation, which is 3.5 years, eh? 42 months. Okay? So he shall persecute the saints of the Most High and shall intend to change times and laws. Then the saints shall be given into his hand. Have you seen it? The saints shall be what? Bridget, you're going to be given into his hand. For how long? For a time and times and half a time. This means 3.5 years. A time is 1 year. Times is 2 years. Half a time is half a year. 3.5 years. Okay? Those 3.5 years, okay, the Antichrist is going to hunt down because he's going to say, I'm Christ. You should worship me. Christians will say, no, you're not. So he's going to kill them, persecute them. 3.5 years. Glory be to God. Okay? I guess you can pray that for me, let me go what? On the first day or the 3.5 years. Let me be killed on the first day. You know, you can pray for that, okay? However, some saints won't die, okay? And, like we shall see, okay, those are, because when Jesus returns, immediately after the tribulation, all right, okay, it says those who remain, okay, those who are still alive, eh? Okay, shall not precede the ones who died. Okay? So he says that the dead will rise first. Okay? And then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Okay? So some saints won't die. Okay? Why? I don't know. But some will die. Glory be to God. But at the rapture, the dead and those who are alive, okay, shall be raptured. Okay? And that is after the tribulation. Glory be to God. Okay? Verse 26. But the court shall be seated, and they shall take away his dominion. That is after the 3.5 years, you see? Okay? They shall take away his dominion to consume and destroy it forever. Then the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdoms under the whole heaven shall be given to the people, the saints of the Most High. We shall reign with him. Eh? All right? His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. Who is that him? Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. Amen? Amen? Yes. Revelation chapter 13. Today we're doing a Bible study. Okay, but I had to push in my car dream. Or Joanne's dream. Glory be to God, man. Such dreams, God say, you're doing well. They are wonderful. These things of numbers, what? You can have the numbers and you never hear that you're doing well. You understand? You never hear. It is people who are saying, wow, you're the greatest pastor. What? You know, eh? Do you know what the colored pastor is driving? That nonsense. Okay? Revelation chapter 13, verse 1. Then I stood on the sand. Now, this is John, the apostle. Okay? Then I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rising up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns. Sounds familiar? The 10 horns? And on his horns, 10 crowns. Okay? So those are kings, eh? And on his heads, a blasphemous name. Now the beast which I saw was like a leopard. Okay? His feet were like the feet of a bear. And his mouth like the mouth of a lion. Okay? Doesn't that sound what? Like a representation of what Daniel saw? You remember? The dragon gave him his power. Now, the dragon here is the devil. Alright? So the devil gave him, that beast, his power, his throne, and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as if it had been mortally wounded, and his deadly wound was healed. Okay? I believe that is the Roman Empire, which got off the scene, and then it was revived. You know, eh? That's what I believe. As in, if we are to keep things simple, eh? Most of these end time guys who do the thing, they don't keep things simple. And that's how they get what? Messed up. They're always looking for, keep things simple, eh? Look at what Daniel said. Daniel kept things simple. Okay? Now, if you go somewhere and you find something that looks like with Daniel, what he saw, okay, go with Daniel. Eh? Interpret it in the light of what Daniel said. Keep things simple. Glory be to God. All right? And I saw one of his heads as if it had been mortally wounded, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world marveled and followed the beast. People are going to follow the beast. Okay? So, they worship the dragon. This is the devil who gave authority to the beast. And they worship the beast saying, who is like the beast? Who is able to make war against him? And he was given a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. Doesn't that sound like what? The thing Daniel saw, okay? Which was speaking pompous words and blasphemies against the Lord. Okay? And he was given authority to continue for how long? 42 months. 42 months are how many years? 3.5 years. A time, times, and half a time. John saw what Daniel saw, but in different symbols. Glory be to God. Okay? So he says that he was given a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and he was given authority to continue, okay, for 42 months. Then he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and those who dwell in heaven. It was granted to him to make war with the saints and to what? Overcome them. There we are again. By the way, when you start to read this, when you start to study the end times, okay, with the understanding that the rapture happens after the tribulation, everything falls into place. Everything is so simple. Do you understand? Then you realize that Daniel was saying what John said. John saw what Daniel saw. It is that. So, do you see how we have read two chapters so far? Daniel 2, Daniel 7, Revelation 13. They are all the saying the same things. Glory be to God. You have a dream. I get a dream. And I'm like, that dream actually means what Teddy dreamt. Joan gets it after 2 years. He say, that is the same dream Moses and Teddy had, but in different ways. This is what is happening to the Bible. Then you read Isaiah. Isaiah said the same things also. You understand? Isaiah said the same things. So every man, you get to read actually the Bible is very what? These end time things, it is some people want to appear special, okay? Who try to appear like that? The ones who have the what? These things, there's nothing mysterious about these things. Are you listening to me? But you don't have to believe me. Okay? So, it was granted to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. Please never forget that. Prepare for those times. Are you listening to me? And he has said for 42 months, 3.5 years. And authority was given him over every tribe, tongue, and nation. Okay? All who dwell on the earth will worship him. Okay? Those who will what? Fall for it. All Christians will be so scared to die. They'll be like, for me, man, things are tight. Okay, and they will go. Okay? Whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. All right? Have you seen it? You've seen it. Glory be to God. Okay? Now, let's continue to verse 11. Okay? Verse 11 says, then I saw another beast. And now at another beast. Okay? Coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and spoke like a dragon. Okay? So the guy is like a lamb, but man, he's speaking like a devil. And he exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence, and causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast. Okay? To worship the Antichrist. Okay? Whose deadly wound was healed. He performs great signs so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. That if someone can demonstrate the supernatural, that is a sign that this person is real. People are going to fall for these things. The supernatural does not necessarily mean that someone is what? Is authentic. Then this guy, who is actually the false prophet, the guy is going to do things. Okay? So people who think that supernatural, is a sign that someone is from heaven, is from God, they're going to fall for these things. Just like they are falling for them now. All right? And then he says, verse 14, and he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. Okay, so the false prophet, his main thing, basically, will be to make guys to worship the Antichrist. Okay, and there's a guy, I believe he's real, some Indian prophet. Okay, Jesus told him that, what's his name? Serevaraj. See, Jesus told him that this current pope, eh? You watched it? I sent it on email, a YouTube thing. I sent it on email, what, eh? That this current pope is going to be the what? The false prophet. Okay? So if this current pope is going to be the false prophet, okay? He has a verse. His verse is here. Okay? So how many years do you think we have? Now you tell me. How many years do you think? How old is he? But anyway, you can see the guy is strong, you know? He walks like, the guy walks like, walks, is giving guys high five. There was a time, did he ride a bike once? And I forgot. But you see, a guy gave you. The guy is very healthy. He's around. He's not going tomorrow. So if the guy is around, he's going to be the false what? Prophet to make guys worship the Antichrist. So you can start to say now. I think we don't have what. I think you can calculate how many years we have left before the Antichrist takes what power. So you can see it's a short time, isn't it? It's short. That is the whole reason why we should start highly esteeming and loving truth. On these other things which God shows us in the Bible, in dreams. Because if you don't esteem these ones, the truth, you can't stand by what God has told you. You understand, eh? You're not trained. Your muscles are not strong. That means that in a few years, you're falling away. You there just want to be with crowds, to gain and have again that what, you know, peer pressure things. You won't handle this. And then the guy will mess you up further and demonstrate the supernatural. You understand, eh? By the way, most people are saying that actually, generally, the church, you know, worldwide, the church, it's not ready for the tribulation. It's not ready. Okay? One reason why it's not ready is because, of course, of this pre-tribulation rapture that we're going to be called. But the other thing is, the church is generally so carnal. We're so materialistic. Right now, you can't grow a church. Okay, if you don't promise people what they're going to get. You can't, man. Guys are like man. If you don't tell people you jobs and what, marriage and those things, dominion, you can't. If you start to tell people how they're not going to enter the kingdom unless they style up, the only way a church like that can grow, it has to be God. Right now, you agree with that? You can't. Start telling people how what? Man, we're not entering the kingdom. You understand? Say no. You know, that the only thing that can make a church like that grow. If that church grows, a church that is telling people that some Christians are not entering the kingdom unless they style up. A church that is telling people that you're going through the truth. If that church grows, just know it is God. It is God. No one wants to hear those things. People want to take over. People want what? Cars, you know. We all want cars, okay? You know, we want, yes, wives, we want husbands, yes. But that shouldn't make us carnal. Do you understand? We should be eagerly looking forward, to the coming of the Lord. Spending time. We should be desiring to live for him who died for us. Okay? And by the way, Jesus said, that seek first the kingdom. Be kingdom minded. Jesus said, your thing about the kingdom, what you can do for Christianity, for the Lord, and your thing about the time when that kingdom will be established on the earth. And you want to be a part of it, you're consumed with that. He promised that when you do that, all these things will be added unto you. Okay? But if you don't even care, if you don't even think that you might not enter the kingdom because of how you're living, then you're not kingdom minded. Therefore, you don't qualify for the goodness anyway. So, verse 15, he was granted, the false prophet, he was granted power to give breath to the image. So, there's the Antichrist, then there's the false prophet, then there is an image the false prophet makes. Okay? This is why some people are like, hey man, this thing, artificial intelligence, where a thing can respond to stimuli. Okay? They're like, yeah, this thing, man. Okay? Then he says, yes, he was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their what? Right hand or on their foreheads. And that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. So you see how things are going to get what? Tied. And Christians are going to fall away. Yeah? Those who don't love the truth, those who don't who don't really love the Lord. You understand? Okay? Some are going to die because they what? They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives even to the death. They'll be killed. They're like, no, I'm not taking that mark. You know? But you're not going to be able to buy or sell. Say, I'm not. Do you understand? The earlier we start to think about these things, man, the better. In case they come, you know, in your neighborhood. All right? Now, in Europe, this article I read, you know, I think it was, anyway, in Europe right now, actually in Sweden, in June, 3,000 citizens, Swedish citizens, had taken microchips, which were implanted under their skin to replace credit cards, keys, and personal identification. Why? They took them because it is convenient. You can just, when you go to shop, all your money is under your what? You just put your what? Your hand and then the thing. You understand? Now, that is not the mark of the beast. But already, you can see where it is heading. You understand? Okay? So, there will come a time when they tell you now, you in order what? Well, now it is a cashless society. Okay? Your money has to be, like, right now, this whole mobile money thing. You don't have to have cash to buy anything. You just, and the money goes and they give you your item. Now, a time is coming and that very soon, when now they will say, it has to be here. Or here. Okay, if you agree to what? To pledge allegiance to the Antichrist. So, what it takes is already in place. The technology is in place. It is before our eyes. Okay? And that is exciting because it means Jesus is coming. All these signs, by the way, are to show you. The end times is all about the return of the Lord. The return of the Lord is the main thing. The main thing is not the Antichrist, the false prophet. It is, the main thing is the return of the Lord. To take us home, okay, and then we return with him, okay, to reign with him. Glory be to God. And we shall never die, we shall never fall sick, we shall have new bodies, bodies which, you understand, which, as in supernatural bodies. Okay? And we are getting those bodies very soon, in a few years, we're getting them. Okay? Only if we don't fall away before then. You understand? If we don't fall away before then. That's why we have to prepare to be strong, okay, to go through the hard times, which are just around the corner. Glory be to God. Okay? So, Revelation 13, which we have read, let's go back a little bit to verse 7. It says, it was granted to him, the Antichrist, to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and authority was given him over every tribe, tongue, and what? Nation. Okay, so he's going to overcome the saints. Okay? Then after those 3.5 months, okay, have ended, okay, this is what Jesus said, like you know, in Matthew chapter 24, verse 29, from verse 29. He says, immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Glory be to God. Those elect that will be gathered after the tribulation, when the Lord comes, you know, in the air, will be those who died, okay? They died in the Lord, they died in Christ. And those who will be alive, the Christians who will be alive at that time, the Christians who are living for him, who will be alive. Okay? That is the rapture. Okay? After what? Immediately after the tribulation. That's when it will what? Happen. Now, some people say, no, that one is talking about the Jews. For us Christians, we shall already be out. It will be the Jews. Matthew was written by a Jew, and Jesus was talking to a Jew. That's what they say, isn't it? Okay? So it says, this coming of the Lord, the angels, the trumpet, okay, and gathering his elect, it is for the Jews who will be around. For us, the Gentile Christians will be in heaven. Okay? But that doesn't make sense, because 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, okay, a letter Paul wrote to Gentiles. Okay? He said exactly what Jesus said. Okay? Paul said what Jesus told the Jews. Eh? Rather, a Paul said, he wrote to the Gentiles exactly what Jesus told the Jews. So that means that what Jesus told the Jews in Matthew is for us Gentiles also. Because this is what it says. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. From verse 16. You're going to see it sounds exactly like what Jesus said. It says, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven. You remember? Okay? With a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God. Okay? And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Isn't that what Jesus said to the Jews? But now we are seeing here that Paul is saying it refers to you, Gentile Christians also. Okay? Guys say, no, the tribulation, it happened, rather the rapture happened at the beginning of the 7 years. The church is away, so the tribulation is for Jews. Okay? But, you see the logic, eh? There is no such thing as pre-tribulation rapture. I believed it until sometime this year. You understand? I read the Bible. I kept things simple. And I realized Paul said exactly what Jesus said. Glory be to God. But the good news is that immediately after the tribulation, after the 3.5 years of the Antichrist harassing us, okay, it says, after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven. And then all the tribes of the earth will mourn and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. He will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet and they will gather together his elect. Okay? Those who died will arise. Those who died in the Lord. Okay, they will go first. Okay, then some who didn't die in the tribulation will also what? Be caught up with them. He will, all of them, the dead and those who are alive will receive glorified bodies. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Glorified bodies. They will be caught up. Okay, 1 Thessalonians 4:17 says, then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Glory be to God. Okay, the end times are all about the Lord coming back for us and being with him forever. Hallelujah. Amen. We shall be forever with the Lord. Okay? So, when he comes in the air, okay, we are caught up, okay, we meet him, okay, and we go to heaven. When we go to heaven, okay, he starts to unleash the wrath, which we saw last week, the 7 bowls of his wrath, okay, on those, you know, who remain. Meanwhile, for us, we're in heaven, and according to some verse, which we shan't go in now, we are there like for 45 days, okay? And one of the things that happened while we are there, okay, one of the things that happens while we are in heaven is in Revelations chapter 19. Revelations chapter 19, from verse 6 to 9, it says, and I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the sound of many waters, and as the sound of mighty thundering, saying, hallelujah, for the Lord omnipotent reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come and his wife has made herself ready. And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. Okay, so these saints, this bride is in heaven now, all right? And the marriage is going to happen in heaven. Verse 9, then he said to me, write, blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Glory be to God. And he said to me, these are the true sayings of God. Amen? Amen? Let's jump to verse 11. Verse 11. Okay, after the marriage supper of the Lamb, after we've been there in heaven like for 40 days or for 45 days, verse 11 says, now I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he who sat on him was called faithful and true. This is Jesus. And in righteousness, he judges and makes war. Okay, so he's coming back to make war. Alright? His eyes are like a flame of fire. And on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood. And his name is called the word of God. And the armies in heaven, okay? The armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Does that sound familiar? Okay. It was, remember, the bride, in verse what? 9. Yeah? We're still in chapter 19. Remember the marriage supper of the Lamb? Okay, the bride has made herself ready, and she was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright. Isn't it? Now, Jesus is coming, and he's coming with armies, which are clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Who are those? That is going to be you and I, who will have been raptured. Okay? We are in heaven. The marriage supper goes on. We are his bride. And then at a certain point, okay, we are coming back with him. He's coming to make war, and we are part of his army. Okay? The bride is an army. Do you understand? Okay, so we come back. Okay? So, and the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on it. And remember, we come back because he's coming to establish a kingdom. Okay? After the feet of the iron and clay. You remember? So now his kingdom is coming to be established on the earth. Okay? And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses. Glory be to God. You've never ridden a horse, you're going to ride it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Sam, you didn't get what? Join a horse at the wedding, but their horses, you know? I attended a reception. And what? The bride who came to the reception, she came on a horse. She came on a horse, man. Of course, it was wow, but it was fake. I mean, a bride sure will be. Yeah? Anyway, she's going to be like this. I guess she had read this scripture. Glory be to God. The horse is there. Munyonyo, that way. What is that place called? All right. So, and the armies in heaven. Teddy, now you see, you're here. Okay. So it's true we are going to heaven. You understand? But after, you know, like 40 days, we shall come back. Okay? The armies. We shall come back as an army. Okay? With the Lord. Because now that's when the war, what you've heard about, Armageddon. That war. Okay? That's when it's taking place. We're coming as, you know, with the Lord, and we're, you know. Okay? This is when it takes place. It doesn't take place while we are here on earth. It happens after the rapture, after the tribulation. Okay? Then it says, verse 15, now out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should strike the nations. He's coming back as a lion. You know this sweet Jesus, you know. Okay? And he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. Rule, So you can see a kingdom coming, He himself treads the winepress or the fierceness or the wrath of the Almighty God. He's coming with wrath. All right? And we are coming with him. We shall be on his side. You understand? So you had better get acquainted with something called the wrath of God. Because you're coming to what? To help him unleash it. You are part of the army. You saw it. All right? And he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Then I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the birds that fly in the midst of heaven, the birds, real birds, not spiritual birds, birds, okay? The birds were told, come and gather together for the supper of the great God. Do you know what the birds are going to come to do? To eat bodies of dead people, whom Jesus, you and Jesus are going to kill. You and Jesus. On your white horses. Okay, so come and gather together for the supper of the great God, that you may eat the flesh of kings, the flesh of captains, the flesh of mighty men, the flesh of horses, and of those who sit on them, and the flesh of all people, free and slave, both small and great. And I saw the beast. Remember the beast? The Antichrist. The kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him who sat on the horse, the white horse, and against his army, against you. Okay, you're the army. And now these guys on earth are going to also what? To mobilize, to fight these guys coming from heaven. I mean, right now we can't imagine that. How human beings can now what see, spirit beings are coming and guys are like, we're going to fight you. But it's going to happen. Because it's in the Bible. Okay? But here's the good news. Verse 20. The beast was captured. The Antichrist was captured. And with the false prophet. Pope Benedict? What's his name? Francis. Okay? Who worked signs in his presence. Okay? By which he deceived those who received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. These two were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with what? Brimstone. Didn't we see this in Daniel? We saw it. You have forgotten. But we saw it how what? The Ancient of Days was cast into burning. You remember? John is saying what Daniel said. Okay? John saw what Daniel saw. Okay? And the rest, okay, of the Antichrist's army were killed with a sword which proceeded from the mouth of him who sat on the horse, and all the birds were filled with their flesh. Glory be to God. Okay? Chapter 20, verse 1, let's continue. Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit, and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold of the dragon. Okay, that is the devil. Meanwhile, the Antichrist and the false prophet go straight to the lake of fire. But now the devil, okay, it says in verse 2 that angel laid hold of the dragon, that serpent of old who's called the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. And he cast him into the bottomless pit, not into hell, where the other two are. The bottomless pit, and shut him up, set a seal on him, so that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years were finished. So what is happening in those 1,000 years? We are here, you remember? We came back to fight with the Lord on his side, okay? We destroyed the armies of the Antichrist, okay? Angel, whoever helped us, okay, through the false prophet, the Antichrist, into the lake of fire. Another angel bounds up the devil, throws him into the bottomless pit, seals it, okay, and we are here for 1,000 years. What is called the millennial reign of the Lord. Okay, who's reigning with him? The bride, who came back with him on white horses? Isn't this thing simple? Sam, isn't it simple? Okay, it shouldn't stop at being simple. It should go to the extent of us what? Eagerly waiting for it. You're like, if it would even come tomorrow. Glory be to God. 1,000 years without the devil. Do you understand? Okay, but it says, but after these things, he must be released for a short while. After 1,000 years, he will be released for a short while. For how long? We don't know. Okay, and it says somewhere that he will go and deceive people. Because during that time, there will be some people who will give birth and what, Okay, and somehow, I think they also have to be given an opportunity to encounter this guy. You understand? Okay? By the way, in those 1,000 years, that's why it says in Isaiah that those people who will be born at that time, for us who are raptured and we returned, we won't not dying. No dying, no falling sick, no anything, no tears, no those things. Glorified bodies, bodies which can't get sick. They can't feel pain. They don't grow old. They will never die. Okay? But there will be some people who will be born in 2,000 years. By people who we found on the earth when we returned. People who didn't die in the tribulation. People who didn't die in this war. Do you understand? There will be those people who will give birth, procreate. Okay? So that's why it says in Isaiah that in those days, for an infant to die at 100, it will be like a kid has died. It will be a whole different world, man. 100 years, they saw Mwana Afude. Mwana Afude. It's there in Isaiah, okay? Most of the things you read in Isaiah are about the Antichrist, that war, and what happens thereafter, the millennial reign. With you reigning with the Lord. Okay? Verse 4, it's the last one. It says, and I saw thrones, glory be to God, and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. Basically, they were given authority. Okay? Then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God. Okay, so these are the ones who, okay, they what? Okay, they did not love their lives to the, you know, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives even to the death. So it says, then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received his mark on their foreheads, on their heads. And they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. Of course, it is not only those who are what? Beheaded. But even those who are faithful. You understand? Maybe they didn't get the opportunity to be beheaded, but they were faithful. They were faithful in reality. People like Pastor, that pastor who speaks with great wisdom. Okay? They reign with Christ for 1,000 years. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I think I've done a good job today, much better than last week. The whole thing is to keep the thing simple and give you a chronological account of what is going to happen in the near future and to show you how wonderful it's going to be. Glory be to God. God bless you.